Welcome back to the final part of this week's Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. I'm so very excited for Christmas. I know probably some people aren't in the headspace for it, and I do apologise, but I am all about it. And one thing that I've been doing myself over the last little while as I'm trying to buy some Christmas presents is support local businesses. I know that it is a very tough time, particularly as we approach Black Friday, and a lot of the big online retailers and international companies will have bucket loads of money for their marketing and to shout about themselves. So I just wanted to do my bit to support Irish businesses. I asked for businesses, they don't have to be tech related, but businesses that wanted a shout out to get in touch with me, email me techtalk@newstalk.com, and I will give as many businesses a shout out as I can between now and Christmas. Before we get to the shout outs though, I just wanted to have a quick chat with Breed O'Connell from Guaranteed Irish, because Breed, I know this is something that you guys are big on, obviously all year round. Just remind us about the Guaranteed Irish mission.
Hi, Jess. Thanks very much for giving us this opportunity. Well, Guaranteed Irish, as you know, really offers the guarantee to the consumers that when they buy from a Guaranteed Irish licensed business, and they'll recognise that by the iconic G, of course, that they're supporting jobs, they're supporting communities in which those jobs are based, and they're supporting businesses and provenance. Because at the end of the day, those small businesses are paying their taxes and paying their people here and the income tax. That all goes back into our economy and tries to keep, I suppose, the cost of living that bit lower. So the more we look out for the G, and we've our campaign this Christmas as usual, get the G under the tree. So for everybody who's out there doing their Christmas shopping, remember, for every €20 gift they spend with the Guaranteed Irish business, it's worth €30 to the local economy, because that money goes back in and it's regenerated, and we're more inclined to spend it locally when we start to realise that, you know, somebody's supporting my business, I want to support somebody else's business close to me. So that's really, really important. We've over almost 2,500 businesses now who contribute 14.2 billion to the Irish economy and over 50 billion to the global economy. So a lot of those are exporting, and that's great. But for the businesses who are based here, it's really important that we try and support them, particularly in the lead up to Christmas. So do look out for the G to the consumer, we would say.
We know that although the pandemic was, you know, very tough for many small businesses in this country, many of them took that as the opportunity to set themselves up online. And there are so many great small retailers that do have an online offering. Do all the businesses fly the Guaranteed Irish flag? Like, is it easy to identify which businesses are within the network?
Yeah, so the Guaranteed Irish G will be everywhere, and that is the licensed and iconic symbol. That's the national symbol of trust in business. So people can look out for that. A lot of people put and buyer beware here, the green, white and gold. They say they're Irish. They're not necessarily. So the Guaranteed Irish license puts a member who applies for that through their steps in terms of due diligence. They have to be supporting jobs. They have to be giving back to the Irish economy. They have to have an element or a certain 50% or more added value here in Ireland. And they have to be on a sustainable journey as well, which is really important to the consumer at the moment. We're really conscious of our environment. We've only to look at the weather cycles out there to see that. But in terms of going forward, I think it's really important that people start to make the distinction between made in Ireland and assembled in Ireland and Guaranteed Irish. And Guaranteed Irish is about putting the businesses that are supporting the Irish economy and supporting each other in the forefront. And that's the big difference, I suppose. 93% of our members are joining Guaranteed Irish for use of the symbol. So they're getting that out there. So when you spot that on the back of your foodstuffs, your gifts, your crafts, make sure that you know that you're actually supporting the right type of business. In terms of the standout symbol in the country, 88% of consumers agree that the Guaranteed Irish symbol stands out as the national symbol of trust and provenance. So, you know, it has a provenance that is there a long time, and I suppose it's for the consumer to realise that it does come with a weighting towards supply chains here in Ireland, and that's really important.
Absolutely. I have my own list, as I said, here for businesses. Are there any in particular that you wanted to give a bit of a shout out to?
Well, I'll be killed now, Jess, if I single out one over the other. But what I would say to people is look out for the G in the food market, in their supermarket, in their Super Value, the Centra. Look out for the on the artisan food places. You have craft butchers that have it. Brilliant to see that happening. Look out for it when they're buying their gifts, their beauty products. You have AU products, you have C-Body, you have so many great products out there, in terms of beauty balms, creams, etc., candles, tart candles. You've the gorgeous the Rathbone candles. There's so many products out there, but they're just the tip of the iceberg. What I would recommend to everybody is to go to guaranteedirishgifts.ie and take your inspiration from that site and see the opportunities that are there to gift with a Guaranteed Irish Gift. Guaranteedirishgifts.ie, and you know that you're actually supporting a local business, putting money back into the economy, and those businesses themselves. Ethos have their own ecosystem where they continue to buy from other piece suppliers and producers as well. So that's really important. So it's all about that supply chain and that we're developing an ecosystem and everybody supporting each other. So the best probably source of inspiration is either GuaranteedIrishGifts.ie or the Guaranteed Irish Gifts Instagram page. So loads of opportunities there. And for us, the big campaign is get the G under the tree. And if people are looking out for the G, that's their job done. And we're not saying that everybody has to buy all Irish. What we're just saying is put one gift under the tree this year with the G on it. And that's you playing your role to support businesses based in Ireland to support jobs, community, provenance in a sustainable manner.
Breed O'Connell, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to Breed, who is so passionate about that notion of the G under the tree. Some of the businesses that have been in touch with me, and again, they are Irish companies, small companies who are just looking for that extra little push, and I'm delighted to do it. So first up, we have playeasy.ie. So that's playeasy.ie. This business was founded by a speech and language therapist and offers a wide range of toys designed to support early learning development through interactive play. Each box of toys in the collection is accompanied by a booklet providing parents with bite-sized, easy-to-implement tips and ideas for encouraging their child's language. So again, the website is playeasy.ie. Next up is Huku Balance. So hukubalance.com is the website, and it's Huku. I know of this company because Stephanie Preisner, I remember a few years ago, was all about it. But this is an Irish company based in Donegal that designs and crafts eco-friendly balance training products. They promote fitness, core strength, and overall well-being. There's a broad offering, including board sports like surfing and snowboarding, as well as wobble boards, if you want to have a wobble board at your desk at home. They also have some products to help kids with their coordination. So again, it is hukubalance.com. The final one for this week is kybalionjewelry.com. So again, it's KYBALION jewelry.com. And I have already bought from this website in the last little while. It is based in Harold's Cross in Dublin, and they offer handmade pieces crafted from brass, silver, polymer, clay, seed beads. They are gorgeous and affordable as well. So again, it's KYBALION jewelry.com. If you want a small business shout out, email me. Just give me a bit of info about your business and include the website. And as I said, I will do as many as I can between now and Christmas. We don't have a show next week because of the general election, but I will be back with you the following week and we will do more then. Before I let you go, though, for the week, I have some tech questions. Again, I put a box up on Instagram. And the first one is from Jay Breheny, who said, "What eSIM should I buy for America next year?" So the eSIM question comes up all the time. My answer is pretty much always the same, and that is the GoMo World app. You download GoMo World onto your phone and you select your destination country. You select how much data you want and how much you want to spend. And then when you get to your destination country, you follow the steps on screen, you enable it, and you use your phone with no worries at all. Because it's an eSIM, you don't need to take your physical Irish SIM card out. You just need to make sure that you go into your settings and turn off your data roaming for your Irish SIM card and turn on the data roaming for the eSIM. But it is fantastic. As I said, it's great value. I know Revolut offers an eSIM. There's a few different companies that do, but personally speaking, I have found GoMo World to be excellent. Right, I think that's it from me this week. As I said there, we have no show next week because of the general election. please get out and vote. If you don't have your voting card, just check that you're on the register and you can show up with your passport. If you're not sure who to vote for, if you want to delve a bit deeper into the issues and the candidates in your area, check out Calling It, which is a News Talk original podcast presented by Ivan Yates and our political correspondent, Sean Defoe. They have gone through all 43 constituencies and sort of done a bit of a whistle-stop tour around the candidates, and Ivan has made predictions as to who he thinks will be elected. But it's a really good starting point to just get your head around the candidates, the issues, the areas and all the rest. We will have wall-to-wall coverage of the election here on News Talk next weekend, so I won't be here, but I'll be in the building working away on our election coverage. In the meantime, if you have any questions for me, if you have any small business shout-outs, drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com.